You're listening to The Zesty Garden. I'm your host, Brian Earle, and in with me today is Shane Taylor, horticultural specialist and buyer with Cactus and Tropicals in Salt Lake City, and it's time to recommend a houseplant for you. Now, what have you got here, Shane? I've not seen anything like this.
Okay, so this is a little bit more of an unusual plant. This is called a staghorn fern. Staghorn ferns are part of a group, a larger group of ferns that includes bird nest ferns and mother ferns as well. And they're an unusual plant in that they are found often growing on old decomposing palm tree stems in Southeast Asia. So like Vietnam, the Philippines is where you'll find a lot of these native. And what makes them so special, what makes them one of my top choices, is they are very adaptable. They're amazingly resilient, especially compared to our classics like our Boston ferns, our Kimberley ferns, the ferns that... I don't know about you. I've tried them and
quit growing them.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very hard, especially here in Utah.
Unless you're taking a shower every single day, and every family member is doing it every single day in the same spot, so there's tons of moisture in the air. They just look terrible.
Yeah, ferns have always been one of those plants that I have absolutely loved and that I murder terribly. And one of the amazing things about staghorn ferns is that they are very forgiving, and I tend to forget to water. I'll let plants go a little bit too long, and with most ferns, that's a death sentence right there. If you forget about them, they're done. And staghorns will give you a little bit of a buffer where you don't have to keep them constantly wet, although they do like to be moist. But if you forget, they're not going to just drop dead on you. And as they grow, this one's a very young specimen that we have here in the studio, and it only has the first type of leaf, which is the large asymmetrical, what they call a rhomboidal leaf. And then as they continue to grow, they'll develop these really cool shelf mushroom-like leaves that they call shields that then hold them and protect them onto the trees that they're growing in the wild. And so they're very unusual, very strange-looking ferns. And again, because of their ease of care, it makes them a great choice.
So what kind of light would you have for this? Now, most ferns I think of growing on the forest floor, so they're not getting a whole ton.
Well, and again, because this is a tropical rainforest type thing where they come from, they are growing up higher because they're growing in the trees, so they can take some sun. So I've got mine in, it's just to the side of a south window where it gets a little bit of the early morning sun that comes through the south window and then is in shade the rest of the day. I've seen them successfully grown in bright but indirect light, like a north window. They love summer on the patio. They love the heat of the summer as long as they're protected. Of course, sun outside is a lot different than sun inside, so you got to make sure that if you take them out onto your patio that they get full shade. At our elevation, any direct sun will sunburn them. And they do great over the summer. They can double in size in just one season because of the warm. They're fairly easy to grow. Being a fern, they're fixing nitrogen right out of the air. So there's not a whole lot of fertilizing you have to do with them. Just keep them watered. Occasionally a high acid fertilizer is probably okay, but I would go very easy on it, just like any other fern.
I'm already thinking I might put this one here in the studio and right by our south door. So it's going to get some, it's going to be really bright indirect, but it's a great location to stick a plant. And then I'm looking forward to watching these leaves grow. So as it gets a little bit bigger, how do I know when to transplant it?
Well, as these grow, you'll start to see those shield leaves, those big round leaves that will come out near the base. And they'll start to overtake the pot that it's in. And a fairly large specimen of a staghorn fern will reside in a very small pot. So it's not necessary to really step them up very quickly, although you can. Every time you move them up, though, I would use something really well-draining like cactus soil that has a lot of chunks in it and not a lot of nutrient that'll help make it feel like it's still, you know, in a decomposing palm or somewhere where it'd be in nature. You can also mount them, and that's one of the more popular ways that we sell them at our shop is they'll take a cedar board and they'll take some sphagnum moss and they'll stick the root ball just on the board and wrap some fishing line around it. Eventually those roots will start growing to that cedar planking, and the shields will actually cover over that sphagnum moss, and it will hook itself to that board. And you just take the board, soak it in water once a week or so, and there you've got a great conversation piece in your house, something that's very strange. It's almost like antlers of a moose or a stag hanging on your wall, only it's a living plant.
So do the roots grow into the cedar board at all?
I don't think they really go into depth. They just, the roughness on the surface, they'll grab hold.
And that's how they cling onto it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that little handful of sphagnum moss that they put in there will give it enough water retentiveness right there in the middle to keep it happy. And that kind of shows you how little of potting medium they actually need to grow. And they can get huge. If you go down to Southern California, walk along the boardwalk of some of those seaside towns, you'll see some big staghorns hanging on people's beach houses. It's almost like a status symbol, I think, down there in some places, just because they don't need a whole lot. We had a big staghorn that was living on an old log that had completely surrounded the old log. And so all it was just a big ball of staghorn fern. And unfortunately, you know, we had a incident where it got a little too hot in the greenhouse last year, and it didn't like that. So it's been rehabbing for a while.
Oh, so it's still alive, but it's growing back though.
Yeah.
So this is a staghorn fern. And how easy are these to find?
I'd say they're becoming more and more easy to find. It's something that we're keeping on hand at our shop a little bit more regular. It was something that was more of a novelty a few years back, but because of the hardiness, because of the interesting foliage, I think this is a plant that will be visible a lot more in a lot more places, just because it's such a great plant that adapts well to different situations. It's just fun to grow.
Shane, thanks for coming in. It sounds like a great plant.
Thanks, Brian.
You've been listening to Zesty Garden. Shane Taylor, who is the horticultural specialist and buyer at Cactus and Tropicals in Salt Lake City, has been my guest.